Hey there, welcome along. It's Damien back with the 9to5 Google Daily here for December 1st, 2020. Again, this is our super quick rundown of all the biggest Google-related stories we've been talking about over the past 24 hours. So as the year comes to a close, it's time for recaps, and Google Play is ready with the best Android apps and games of 2020. Given the scale of the Play Store, all lists, especially users' choice awards, are localized. You can browse your region by tapping Best of 2020 banner at the top of the Play app if you do open the Play Store today. The content we're going to talk about reflects the US list, with Disney Plus winning the User's Choice Award of the top app, while the game honor goes to SpongeBob Krusty's Cook-Off. Visiting each page on your device loads a localized version. The best app of 2020 is Luna Bedtime Calm and Relax. Google calls it a rare case where utility meets ingenuity and delight, and that's beautifully designed and thoughtfully executed. Meanwhile, Google named Genshin Impact as Android's best game for 2020 for exceeding expectations and delivering compelling, accessible, genre-defining experiences on mobile. There are a total of 38 apps and games that have made the best list for 2020, all of which will vary slightly depending on region and region. You'll find a link in the show notes to go and check out the apps awarded honours in your local region, down there again, if you want to check them out for yourself. The COVID-19 pandemic has made video calling more important than it ever has been before, and to make Google Meet and Zoom video calls more stable in our current lifestyle, Google Wi-Fi and Nest Wi-Fi are making it possible to prioritise these popular video calling apps. The latest update for Nest Wi-Fi and Google Wi-Fi has now rolled out with a handful of tweaks. The biggest story here is that you can now prioritize video calling apps alongside Google's own Stadia gaming service. That functionality, which rolled out last year, allows the router to focus bandwidth on a device that's actively using Google Stadia. Now, Google Wi-Fi and Nest Wi-Fi can do the same thing with Zoom and Google Meet. This option can be found within the Google app, version 2.3 and newer, under Preferred Activities. Notably, this option can't be found in the legacy Google Wi-Fi app, and the prioritization only works for Zoom and Meet. Along with that change, the Google Home app can now also show Wi-Fi events in the activity feed, such as devices that can't connect due to an incorrect password, connection issues, and more. There are also some general improvements and fixes for connectivity, stability, performance, and more. The firmware update is rolling out to Google Wi-Fi and Nest Wi-Fi devices and installs automatically in the background. Next year, Google Chat will go free ahead of the eventual deprecation of classic Hangouts. The Google Workspace team today is highlighting upcoming changes that will begin to launch later this week. The most significant addition is compatibility with classic Hangouts. Over the coming weeks, group Hangouts will appear in Google Chat. The migration will see conversations and the people within them show up first, while the actual message history will follow soon after. At the same time, Google Chat's one-to-one messages, updated group conversations, and unthreaded rooms will begin to appear in Hangouts for domains that still have the classic app enabled. This transfer of conversations and saved history from Hangouts is meant to ensure a smooth transition and preserve context. Meanwhile, Chat is adding some features to group conversations. New members, which now can be added, will be announced upon entry and have access to the entire history of messages. An alternative is start a new chat where existing members are moved to a new thread wherein other people can be added. These new options will begin rolling out from December 3rd. And finally, the COVID-19 pandemic led to a heavy decline in the smartphone market this year, but Q3 2020 has seen shipments start to recover according to a new report. In Q3 2020, the smartphone market as a whole saw a 5.7% decline compared to Q3 2019. Combined smartphone manufacturers shipped around 366 million units, down from 388 million in the same time last year. That's far better than the 20% losses seen in the past two quarters, though. Over the past year, Samsung and Xiaomi both saw considerable growth. Samsung continues to dominate the market in first place with 22% market share and over 80 million units sold. Xiaomi also moved up 12% share, shipping over 44 million units, up from 32 million in 2019. And totaling nearly 35% growth rate year on year. On the other hand, Huawei continues to crash as it still deals and reels from that US ban. The Chinese giant shipped around 57 million units in Q3, down 21% since 2019, and lagging far behind Samsung at this point, the rival it used to battle for first place with. Apple saw a minor drop in Q3 2020, losing a little over 0.5% year on year. That's attributable to the late launch of new iPhones, though. So that was a bite-sized overview of all the top news stories of the day. For further insight, you can read all of these stories in full detail and much more over at 9to5google.com, and be sure to subscribe to the 9to5 Google Daily on Spotify, Google Podcasts, or via your favourite podcast player to get updates from Monday through Friday. For more detailed and in-depth news, be sure to subscribe to our long-form Alphabet Scoop podcast, usually available every Wednesday.